Hello, everybody.
Hello. How are we?
All right, I'll let you go ahead and jump in. No, I'm just kidding.
Look, my bad. I was just...
supposed to be back and forth with me and you.
It is.
But we got another episode of your favorite show. Chris, how do you like the lights in here, by the way? I didn't ask you that.
Feels all...
Okay. Oh, no, dude. Hang on. Where's the remote?
Oh, shit.
I got something for you.
He's about to pull out the Randy lights. Pew, 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 pew.
No, they're supposed to be like a strobe RGB, and it makes it like almost start to feel sick. But anyways, another episode of Buddy's Podcast. Here we go. Pistons.
Oh yeah.
Are they up right now?
Nah, they're down 5.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yo, bang. We're back.
We have a time.
What up, Briss?
What up?
What up? So, Bulls bettors, congratulations.
Yep.
Chris was just telling me, you know, in the midst of all the music playing, that Jokic called into work sick.
Yeah, he ain't playing.
Yep.
So oh, shit.
Bulls bettors are happy. What you got?
Fuck. I need Sadiq Bey to get 2 threes. No way. I need him to get 3. Fuck. Everything else is basically hit on this parlay.
What do you got? What is it, a 30-legger?
Nah, it's a four-legger I was telling you about. I would need 3 more Cade rebounds during the third quarter.
Okay.
3 more Cade points. Pool's already covered his, and Sadiq Bey over 2.5 threes.
What's Cade at right now?
Cade's at 13 points and 3 boards.
Attaboy. What's quarter?
It's the third.
Okay. Dude, I was thinking about going to this game, and then when you sent me the
update that everybody was out.
Yeah, the Warriors are literally sitting everybody.
Yep.
I was going to say, like, dude, we can just do a Saturday show, and we can just go downtown.
Man.
But, yeah, no way. I'm not paying $70 to go watch the Warriors bench.
Yeah. Bro, Jordan Poole has been playing with Steph Curry too much. This man really tried to pull up from the logo.
Like, not while time was expiring?
No, just literally was like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm going to throw it up.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
He says, I can pull this, watch.
He like, I'm Steph tonight. Dude. I mean, he got 24 points. Shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, someone's got to score.
Yeah.
Dude, some of the craziest stuff, like, if you ever find yourself just, like, browsing YouTube,
mm-hmm.
watch, like, some of Steph Curry's craziest
shots.
Oh,
yeah.
Because shit like that pops up for me all the time,
yeah.
You know?
Dude, like, that highlight reel is just fucking, every time, it's just like, how do you do this?
Right.
Like, it actually kind of leaked its way into Twitter the other day.
What?
Because there was a tweet that was posted, like, share your favorite Steph Curry moment. And everybody was just posting the most ridiculous shit, like the OKC three-pointer. Like him pulling up from the logo pretty much the first time and shit. Just
well, he had one the other night too where it was just like, dude, like the guy's already like destroying Brooklyn by himself,
mm-hmm.
and then he like steals it from Harden or Durant or somebody and just goes down the floor and just pulls a three, and they're already up like 10.
Yep.
Puts him up like 13, and it's just like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
dude is unreal.
Steph Curry's playing at a level that I realistically don't think he's played as well as he is now. 32 or 33.
Yeah, 32, 33. Like, you're technically out of your prime at this point. Because technically, that's when you're declining from the prime around that age.
I think that's for guys that, like, play a much more physical style.
Even in the NBA, though. Because Ray Allen, around this age, was when he was basically, you know, kind of towards the end of the Big Three going towards Miami.
Let's be fair, though. Ray Allen is no Steph Curry.
Ray Allen was a hell of a shooter, though.
Was a beast back in the day. But
Ray's game had more range to it, I would say, offensively than Steph's. But, like, Ray was the best shooter up until Steph came along.
Okay. I think of it like this. Like, not direct comparison, okay? Mm-hmm. But, like, Larry Johnson, Hornets guard way back in the day, comparing him to a LeBron James. I might be. Larry Johnson was a fucking beast.
Larry
dude.
Was a beast.
He was an absolute.
But
stud.
I could kind of see it somewhat in that degree, because it's like, okay, this is what came before.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this was like the evolution of it, taking it to another level.
Yeah. So, and that's just what I'm saying is, like, it's just a different tier, you know, of player. I think Steph Curry has solidified himself as, like, I'm one of the greatest ever.
Yeah.
You know?
Easily. He's changed the game.
Yeah. And, I mean, look at LeBron, dude. He still looks like he's playing in his prime. He's, what, 38?
Yeah. Steph low-key influenced LeBron because he got LeBron to start pulling what they call on Twitter the fuck you free three-pointer, where it's basically like, hey, I'm at the logo.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm going to just take this.
Isn't LeBron back tonight?
Yeah, he's back tonight, finally.
It's about fucking time.
Yeah.
Probably, what's that, what, almost 10 games?
I think so, 8 to 10, yeah.
Yeah, 8 games, something like that.
Stewie's messed up his ankle. They saying he's not going to return tonight. Luka! Woo! Go ahead, Luka.
Yeah, but
getting some clock tonight.
We had a shit show game yesterday. Man. Luka Doncic?
Nah, Luka Garza.
Oh.
Yeah, we called up Luka Garza, and of course Saban Lee's got called up.
Yeah, I saw that. But dude, he's been
going absolutely. He was averaging 37.5.
Yeah, he was just going nuclear in the
G League.
I saw that
shit. I was like, bro, what?
Right.
What? This man is literally just out there playing fucking on his own, like 2K style.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of time is he getting right now? Like, did he play tonight?
I don't think he has just yet. I don't see him.
Yeah.
But, like, he's been playing like a 2K character because it wasn't just that he was dropping 40 balls left and right.
Yeah.
He was getting almost 10 assists each game.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are 2K numbers.
Like, you are the offense.
Right. All right. So big week in terms of the NFL.
Yeah.
It's basically what we do for 16, 17 weeks here.
The ball.
On this show. Yeah, I mean, if you started the Patriots defense like me yesterday,
you up.
Your team is sitting great. I also, in another league, had Kyle Pitts, which
did
not work
same.
Out.
I had, because remember, I was like, I'm a double flex tight end.
Oh, yeah, you did. Because
it's Pitts and Waller. Why not?
Yeah.
You know? Could have went high, but
not a bad thing. But like, right before the game started, I was like, dude, like, I should know better than to play Pitts. Like,
yeah, and I was thinking the same too, but it was like, bye weeks and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So it was like, I could do the double tight end flex, but at the same time, I was forced into kind of doing it, especially now that Kamara is out.
Yeah.
Definitely forced into it, but yeah.
Well, I was going to pick up Conklin off of waivers and start him.
Mm.
And it was only strictly because Belichick takes away your number one weapon.
Yeah.
That was the only reason I was going to do it. They literally have nobody else.
Yep.
And I mean, I think we saw that last week. Mm-hmm. What'd you say? They 3 points?
Yeah.
This week, absolutely nothing.
Yep. Just that offense is stank.
Yeah.
And it's so weird because before this last 2 weeks, it looks like it was hitting a turn where
it was starting
to click.
They were flowing nice, man.
They were rolling.
They're like on playoff cusp and everything.
And now it's just like, your season's done.
Yeah.
You cooked.
I mean, Cordarrelle Patterson added a lot to that offense.
He did, but man, like,
yeah.
Oh my God. It's just terrible.
And then, you know, no Ridley, no nothing else. I mean, you literally have a rookie tight end.
Yeah, at this point.
Mike Davis is hot fucking caca.
Dude, that deal just is not looking that good for them.
Right.
Because he was supposed to actually be the lead back, which he looked great last year in Carolina when McCaffrey was out.
Yeah, and I think we've established that pretty much anybody can sit in that role.
At this point.
It's like the same idea with the Rams, dude. Like, remember when, who was it that filled in for the Rams?
C.J. Henderson. I mean, yeah, C.J.,
CJ, Anderson. You're right on CJ.
Anderson.
Yeah, CJ Anderson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he came in and looked like the best running back in football.
Yeah,
because
remember,
like,
he got signed to the Lions that next season because of the fact
that
he looked
that
good.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah, CJ carried them to the playoffs because of the fact that Gurley got messed up.
Yeah. I'm trying to find puke mode for you. One sec. Mm.
This guy.
But yeah, so what else are we. What am I missing here?
I mean, Falcons are hot garbage. Patriots are literally a half a game out of first place in the AFC East. Like,
wait, say it again.
They're a half a game out of first place in the AFC East.
Really?
Yeah, Bill has them there, bro.
Holy shit! Because
remember, Buffalo was kind of slipping up for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, have they lost two in a row now? Well, they lost to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Who did they play last week?
Was
that the Jacksonville game?
No, they had the Jets last week, which they annihilated the Jets.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to bet that game, though, because I told you, I was like, bro, I didn't trust it off of the fact of the Jets burnt me twice already in the season when they were supposed to lose to somebody and they just were at home and played like they were, you know, world champs.
Yeah. Oh, wait, wasn't that the Thursday night game or something? I think it was.
Nah, because both of the Jets wins was Sunday games. Because it was Tennessee and it was Cincy that I had bet on.
No, I mean last week.
Which one? Oh, yeah, Buffalo. Yeah, oh. They play Sunday, yeah.
Oh, Monday night was Ravens-Dolphins, right?
Yeah. No, that was Thursday. Last Thursday.
Okay.
That one was just, bro, that killed so many people's parlays. Yeah, New England's on a 5-game win streak. They were 2-4, and now they're 7-4.
I mean, you knew, like, Belichick's going to get it going again. Like, the dude doesn't miss, bro. He really doesn't. He's had one bad season, and that was last year when half of his defense was, they sat out a year for COVID.
Which, and everybody was like, oh, Tom Brady was that important. It wasn't just Tom Brady that he was missing last year. It was not just Tom Brady.
No, and then they ran, who was it, Cam Newton, and who was their other quarterback? Stidham started a lot for them?
I think Stidham.
Well, I know he was on the team.
Because he got the starts after Cam was finally like somewhat benched.
I thought there was someone else, dude. I thought
it might have been someone else because I think Hoyer might have gotten some clock.
Yeah, I think it was Hoyer.
Because like everybody was trying to push the whole envelope of, hey, let Stidham go ahead and get some starts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, bro, he doesn't need to. No, see what the young guy is. You think he's the next in line? Let him start. Okay.
Well, I mean, Stidham actually looked really good in the preseason that year.
He did, yeah.
So there was Cam. Who the fuck's the other quarterback? Stidham was on there. I got to find out, like, who started. Mm-hmm. Wait, I guess Cam Newton started 15 games for them last year?
Really? I thought it was, like, 2 games.
That's what I thought, too. There's no way.
No, because he missed the 1 game for COVID. And then later in the season, they actually did go ahead and start Stidham, I believe. Because Cam hit like that rut after coming back from COVID.
Well, this says, I'm on the 2020 New England Patriots starters. And it says Cam Newton, 15 games started.
Nah. That can't
That's
be
what
right.
I'm thinking, man.
That can't be right, because I know it was at least 2 games that he did not start for them last year, I believe.
I'm on pro Football Reference, dude. It's saying 15 games started, 15 games played. He threw for 2,600 yards, 8 touchdowns, rushed for how many? Let's see. That doesn't seem right. It doesn't,
because I'm like, I know he missed at least 2.
He had 12 rushing touchdowns last year.
Yeah.
I mean, that with...
A lot of his touchdowns were the rushing ones.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like full season stats.
Yeah.
8 passing touchdowns, 12 rushing touchdowns. That sounds like a full season. Mm. I don't know. That's crazy.
It is, yeah. Because I really felt like he missed
more. I thought
there
was somebody else that played. Maybe it was Stidham that got the start in that one game.
I think it was.
He played horrible in his start, actually, now that I remember that. Yeah. Anywho, yeah, New England, obviously, like I said, you know, they were definitely for sure getting shit back on the right track. Mm. I mean, it's Belichick, man. That system is so crazy, dude. Who's the offensive coordinator?
I think it's still McDaniels.
McDaniels, yeah. I was going to say the guy who drafted Tebow.
Right. You kicked away fucking, you know, Jay Cutler. For Tim Tebow.
Yeah. Maybe he's just trying to screw up another AFC team so he can go back to New England.
Probably, yeah.
Anywho, so speaking of Buffalo, I know we were just talking about them. They've got Indy this week. Indy's 5-5, Buffalo's 6-3. I wonder what the spread is, considering Indy's got five. They're only 1 game behind them.
Hold on, because I think I was looking at that one earlier. Because I was debating on if I wanted to take that, like, on a parlay or something. Let me see right quick. It was...
I think if it's anything less than 7 points, you take Buffalo.
It is seven.
It's seven?
Yeah.
Okay, right on the nose.
It's right at seven.
Because
I think it was 7.5 earlier, I want to say.
Yeah. I mean, laying seven, it's Buffalo at home, but Indy's good, man.
Like, that's the thing. I'm like, as much as I wanted to say Buffalo at that 7.5 was a lock.
Yeah.
Indy is still sneaky good, but I think, is Darius Leonard going to play? Because he got hurt last week.
No, he's not. And somebody else, now that you say that, somebody else for Indy's out too.
Yeah, so but Indy's still sneaky good. Where even missing those guys, I could see them coming up with some scheme, at least for this week,
yeah,
to mask it.
Right.
Until that, you know, it gets exposed.
Well, I mean, all they got to do is go back and watch the Jacksonville tape, because whatever the hell they did, just try to do that.
Yeah, low you know? Key.
Dude, I was watching, I forget, I don't know where I saw it, probably Twitter or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like saying something about Josh Allen's first game was comical.
Bruh.
And it showed the play where they were running down the field and there was like a minute and 20 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
He rushes like 15 yards for the first down and just throws the ball as he's getting tackled, like behind him.
Bruh.
And it's like, dude, like, why would you ever do that? And the guy batted it out of bounds, but it's like literally the worst play ever. Like, if they lose that, they cut the kid, you know?
Terrible.
Yeah. But, I mean, in this game, Wentz has played a lot better.
Yeah.
Let's be fair. Jonathan Taylor looking like probably the best back in football, at least for fantasy purposes.
I mean, it took 2 weeks, but he finally caught up to Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
It literally took 2 weeks of Derrick Henry not playing.
But he gets a lot of receiving work, too.
He does, yeah.
He's got a great O-line that he's running behind. You know, like, Jonathan Taylor is probably the number one back in fantasy at this point.
Oh, I think he is, yeah. Because Swift had a shit week last week, so it definitely gave Taylor a higher edge.
And I mean, like, I'm even saying, like, just going forward rest of season, like, Najee Harris has, like, the same, you know, upside where he can run and receive, but he's not running behind the same line.
No, he's not.
They don't have the same schemes.
And then you also have a more competent QB in Wentz. You know, and Ben, who's just stupid as shit, or Mason Rudolph, who's even more stupid as shit.
Dude, that
I don't
Lions
understand
game.
How Dwayne Haskins wasn't the starter last
week.
I don't understand.
I don't understand that, man.
Like,
Mason Rudolph is fucking garbage.
That's
he's
telling
terrible.
Me, this is telling me Haskins ain't getting that job when Ben is out of there. They going elsewhere. Because why would you not? You know how bad Mason Rudolph is. You've seen it.
Wait, so did Ben sit because of injury?
COVID,
okay.
He tested positive literally like Saturday night, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, for sure. I remember that. I didn't know if it was like a setback or what.
Yeah.
Dude, they should have went Haskins, man. That would have...
I agree. Yeah. I really thought Haskins was going to get the start until they were like, Mason Rudolph's going to start. I'm like, what?
Right. I mean, it didn't. I guess it did matter. I was going to say it doesn't matter because you're playing the Lions, but they walked out of there tying the Lions with Mason Rudolph.
It's literally worse than losing to the Lions, low-key.
It really is.
Because when you look at how that game was played, neither team wanted to win.
Yeah.
I'd never seen a football game where I'm looking at both teams just, okay, capitalize on this.
Right.
And you just can't. You can't do anything.
Dude, I fucking called it. I was like, right when the Lions got into field goal range, I'm like, dude, if the kicker misses this, they're losing every game for the rest of the season.
Bruh.
And everybody's like, shut the fuck up. Then they got the penalty.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you're a fucking dick. Like I jinxed it or something. Like, dude, it's not baseball.
But I really felt the same way because I'm like, is this the day? Like, it has to be.
I knew they weren't going to make the kick, bro.
Ben went down. T.J. Watt went down.
I mean,
Minka Fitzpatrick went down.
All the cards
you
aligned,
had no
man.
Claypool.
Right.
Everything was lined up for the Lions to pull it off.
And
it did not happen.
I mean, they did. Granted, they did boot that kicker the fuck out of there,
dude,
the next day.
You had to. Because
it's your only job, bro. But, I mean, that offense, I mean, Dan Campbell took over and did the right thing.
Yeah.
You run the fuck out of that football.
Yep.
But, dude, the fact that Goff was still in the game
that
in overtime.
That doesn't make any sense,
like,
with
dude,
the back injury.
That should have been Blau season, man. If they put Blau in, but that's another thing. If they put Blau in and
I
the Lions
I think Blau's hurt, though, so
Then get him off the roster. If he can't play, get him out. Why is he even there?
Because this week, I think it's Tommy Boyle starting.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
Tim Boyle, yeah, that's it, yeah. So
get
Blau
out of there. Cut him.
Yeah.
There's no reason he should be on the roster if he can't play.
Yeah.
Because Goff should not have been playing football last week.
Dude,
honestly,
like,
Goff shouldn't have been playing since week five.
Probably even earlier than that.
I mean, the Ravens game, yeah, it was Goff didn't play well, but pretty much led him to what should have been a win. The following week, the Vikings game, offense was stagnant for four quarters, got it together in the last, like, 3 minutes, you know? I give him a pass on those, but beyond that, I guess they were in the following game, which was, what, Chicago? I think it was.
No, Chicago beat the brakes off of them.
Yeah, but they got it together at the end.
Barely.
Barely. I mean, it was still technically a game, though. Like, they were down, like, 21-3, and then they still had a shot to win it, like, right at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it was all garbage time. But after that, like, Goff shouldn't have been playing, bro.
He's, I really feel, and this is partially me being petty, but oh well. I genuinely feel Goff playing this terrible is karma for every single Lions fan that was trying to say Stafford was dog shit and was trying to blame him for everything. It has to be. It has to be. There's no other explanation.
Pull your mic a little bit closer.
Like, there's no other explanation for it.
Right.
It has to be the karma for that. Because think about how many people were, Stafford's fucking trash. He doesn't do shit. He always blows the game, throwing fucking interceptions, doing this, doing that.
He ain't got
no sense. Like, but then it's like, you wish you had him now, don't you?
Yeah.
You fucking, Goff is literally making Joey Harrington look like he could have been an All-Pro.
No, oh, chill, dude.
Dude, the way that Goff is playing, yes.
I mean, yeah, granted how he's playing, but I mean, when Joey Harrington played, it was literally like they were trying to throw for 7,000 yards in a season. You know, so like, yeah, if he throws for 3,500, like, that's crazy. At least the Lions are like trying to mix it up. They actually have somewhat of a run game.
They
this
do,
year.
Yeah. They have a respectable run game.
And the thing is, it's because that offensive line is good. Like Goff isn't take like he's had a couple
and
of games where he's been
weird
rushed.
Part too. It's like it's not like he's under duress. You literally have a better line than Stafford ever had here.
Yeah.
So you have time,
right?
How do you have time? And I'm barely seeing you taking shots down the field.
Yeah, I mean, he's misfiring. And that's the thing, dude. He's doesn't have a trigger, man. He's afraid to pull it.
Which is the weirdest shit, because he pulled it in L.A.
He used to pull it in L.A.
Like, he would.
You know he's capable. That's why McVay didn't like him. Because when he did pull it, he'd throw the fucking pick.
Yeah. But, like, it's like he got scared.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's scared. He's very gun shy. And, like, you cannot be that conservative in the NFL.
You have to be, as a quarterback, you have to have some level of gunslinger. Even if you're a game manager, you have to have some level of gunslinger because at some point you have to make that throw.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure a lot of plays, especially a player like that, that's his only play. That's his only that's his only route.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, Goff shouldn't be playing. Goff is the worst quarterback in football now.
Dude, like, in all honesty, even though it would fucking be a huge cap hit for him, I'm not even mad if the Lions cut him after the season.
I mean, they got to take a quarterback next year. They're probably going to take that kid from Ole Miss.
Possibly, yeah, Coral.
Yeah.
Which sucks because they're not at the stage where they should be taking a quarterback just yet in the rebuild. I feel that's next year.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, though.
You're stuck at this point. You kind of have to, Al. You have no choice.
I mean, they've put out a shit product for like 100 years.
Yeah. You know? Like, unless you're going to go out and, you know, throw some money, which still, that's even a worse move.
Yeah,
because you're throwing
money
at a guy.
Right.
You know?
I mean, they could bring in, like,
they could try to bring in, like, a Tyrod or something.
Yeah, or even, like, a Mike White.
Yeah.
You know, like, they'll go out and grab him. Like, hey, sorry, you got to play in Detroit, but
but you got a chance.
We
to
need
start.
Something, and we're gonna give you playing time.
Yeah, like okay, you know, make it a competition. Then the next season, you can actually go after the. But you know what? I feel like even if the whoever it is plays as bad as Goff is playing this year, which is damn near impossible for him to do, But if they do, and the Lions were to go that route of a QB competition and it happened,
yeah,
the fans wouldn't be that mad as they are at golf, because you're not paying this guy a fuck ton of money to be this bad.
Yeah, and the fact that you shipped out Stafford to bring this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you did it to bring him in. You did it to rebuild.
To rebuild. But,
which, I mean, Goff is definitely serving his purpose. You're getting the first pick.
You are, like, at this point.
Yeah.
That's probably why they're still just starting him, because he gives you your best shot at the first pick. It has to be.
I mean, I said it earlier this week to somebody. I was like, dude, he's the perfect quarterback to tank with.
Yeah, he is. Because he's going to do every fucking thing he can to blow that game.
Right. So, but you also, I don't know, I wouldn't be mad at the Lions if they, like, traded down and just took the best wide out.
Yeah.
They need a wide, they need receivers.
One. You do need one, yeah.
Is there anybody worth, like, getting, like, that's gonna, that could potentially turn into, like, what Calvin was?
That I feel personally that I've seen, like, last year you had the guys, like, Waddle and them, that, and Smith, where it's like, oh, shit. These guys are going to be game changers in the NFL. I don't see anybody yet that's on my radar like that, but, you know.
I mean, I think you're right. Like, maybe it's not the year for quarterback. Just go out and get the edge rusher from Oregon or
that's what you need.
Whoever
to get.
It is that's the top guy, you know.
Somebody that can give you some pressure on the defense.
Right.
You know.
Just a game wrecker, man.
Bring in a decent veteran corner that can start.
Yeah.
Because the way you're drafting corners, like, the guys are getting a little bit better.
Yeah.
But it's not working
out. Okuda. I mean, they're going to fuck the pickup anyways. You already know.
Yeah.
Like, the last time they really hit on a pick was Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
Yeah.
Like, Penei Sewell could be something, but.
Swift, yeah, is a hit. Hawk is a hit, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, Hawk is. Honestly, dude, Hawk is, like. He's going to be Dallas Goedert at best, it seems like, dude. Mm. Like, granted, you don't have anybody throwing the ball. We haven't really tested waters that much, but Stafford had him.
Yeah.
Like, why couldn't he? I don't know. I mean, Hawk, at would they take him at 10?
Yeah, 10.
I mean, come on, dude. They've blown every pick, bro.
Fair.
Outside of Swift. Swift is a player.
Amazing, yeah.
But he also wasn't a top. Fucking lottery pick either.
Yeah, he was
either.
Like a late pick.
Yeah.
Technically a second rounder, how late he was.
Yeah. Anywho. Let's keep it going. The Lions play the Browns this week. I don't even know
Baker's
if Baker's
playing.
Oh, he is
he
playing?
Is, and
okay.
Chubb's activated too.
Chubb is probably going to rush for 200 yards.
Probably. Like, even though he's back from COVID, he's going to kill the Lions.
Yeah. What a better team to come back from COVID just to kind of recondition.
Beautiful.
This is like going against the practice squad guys.
Yeah,
you know?
Basically.
It's like, all right, let's get Chubb back and, you know, rework him. Give him the ball 14 times. Oh, he rushed 14 times for 200 yards. He's going to look like the kid from fucking Michigan State against
Bruh.
Michigan.
Like, it's just, I feel so bad for him against the Browns.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of that, another Michigan team also plays another Ohio team, Michigan State, Ohio State.
Yes, yes.
So for that, you've got, what'd you say that was earlier? You told me it was like 19 points.
19 points is a spread.
I mean, the Michigan State hype is pretty much done at this point. You lose to Rutgers.
I don't think it's done just yet.
I don't mean like they're done for the season, like they're going to lose out.
Nah.
I just mean like.
No, like even because they still have a path. Like if they could pull off this game, they still have a path to the playoff.
Dude, their path is probably like.
Because they will have one loss against Purdue, which was literally just, you know.
Like every team lost to Purdue so far.
Yeah, like, like it's not that far fetched. So it's like, okay, it's a team that has knocked off already another top ranked team.
Yeah.
You know, at home. And when they're playing at home, you know they're a fucking threat by their resume of knocking off, you know, top five teams playing them at home.
Yeah.
So it's. It's like they're not going to hold that against them too much. Everybody was thinking it was going to, like, completely kill the season. It's like, no, it's not like they went into fucking, you know, Maryland and got rolled.
Yeah.
Like, no, or it's not like they went into, you know, fucking Northwestern and just laid a goose egg. Like, no.
If they win Ohio State, that probably puts them in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, you're at that point, you went out, you're in the playoff.
Yeah.
There's no way around it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's realistically for both teams, that's the case.
Yeah.
Both teams have to basically win this game and win out to get a playoff
shot. Ohio State still has Michigan, too. Yep,
they do. But wait, we saying that like the Michigan game is really a threat to Ohio State.
I mean, Michigan does go out there and they just, they fucking handle theirs, you know?
Miles.
They do.
They've only looked competitive against Ohio State in one game with Jim Harbaugh. Even though they'll look good against every other team they play throughout the season. They get to Ohio State and they get terrified. It's like a deer in headlights. Like, this happens every year. It's like, is this the year they're going to do it? Is this the year they're going to beat Ohio State? And they just shit the bed.
I mean, we'll see. I don't know. I don't know if Michigan's going to beat them. But Michigan actually looks like they're a little... Like, if they do what they did to Michigan State early... And
then they have to do it for a whole four quarters.
Right, and that's the thing. And then don't give it up at the end.
Like, that's not going to happen, though.
Like, learn from your mistakes. Don't put the backup quarterback up out there.
You're Jim Harbaugh to learn from his mistake. A man whose whole career is on the coattails of Andrew Luck.
Well, and Alex Smith and Colin Kaepernick. Well, realistic. I guess we can call it, who was the linebacker at the time? Patrick Willis?
Patrick Willis, yeah. Patrick Willis and Alex Smith, realistically.
Yeah.
But Alex Smith showed you, like, elsewhere, like, no, he still could do it. It's just... Earlier in his career, he was surrounded by fucking garbage.
Yeah.
That's really what it was.
Right.
But, like, Andrew Luck really made Jim Harbaugh's career. And he's been riding the coattails on... Because he's been a quarterback whisperer ever since Andrew Luck.
I mean, he did turn Kaepernick into a Super Bowl player. Super Bowl starter.
Yeah, you know, coming in halfway through the season as a backup, and guys didn't really have enough chance to fully game plan. And once they had that full offseason to game plan...
No, dude, Kaepernick was a game changer when he played, man. You can't take that...
When he first came in...
You can't take that away from him. I couldn't stand him, dude.
Like I said, when he first came in, because the guys didn't have a way to scheme him yet. But once they found a way to scheme him and realized he couldn't read a defense, it was a wrap.
He did make it to a Super Bowl. Let's be fair here.
With an elite ass defense.
I know.
Trent Dilfer made it to a Super Bowl with an elite defense.
Yeah, I mean, we can continue down this rabbit hole.
He lost to Joe Flacco in that Super Bowl.
I mean, Stafford had an elite defense and didn't win a playoff game. Yeah. They had the best defense in football, and everybody wants to try and say that defense wasn't that good.
It was a great defense under Terrell Austin.
Yeah, I mean, DeAndre Levy was playing like fucking Brian Urlacher, you know, Ndamukong Suh, Nick Fairley, Ansah off the edge, Cliff Averill off the edge.
Man.
They even had guys rotating out. Who was that dude? The guy from Tennessee, skinhead guy.
Oh, yeah.
Van something.
Yeah, Van Der Esch.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it wasn't
Van Der Esch, yeah.
Was it Van Der Esch?
Something. Yeah, that's
because I think Van
Der
Esch is one of the linebackers for Dallas currently. But it was Van something.
Yeah.
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 Because I know who you talk about. Because he was in Tennessee for years.
Yeah, everybody knows who I mean right now. And they're like, no, it's this. Say right, it. Just like, say it now. Say you it. Know and it.
Like,
just
but
say
we
it.
Can't really think of the name right now. Like, we
yeah.
Should... Okay.
Shut up. But, yeah, I mean, and then on the back end, they had Slay. They had, who's the kid's, kid was a Jaguar for years, bro, with the dreads. Mathis, Rasheen Mathis.
Yeah, Rashawn Mathis, yeah.
Who else was on that back end, man? The kid, the safety from Houston. Glover Quinn?
Yeah, Glover Quinn.
Oh,
yep,
man, that team was dirty, dude.
It's
Stafford.
James Ahigbo, the other safety, too.
Huh?
I think it was James Ahigbo. He was the other safety. Because he came, from Baltimore.
Season? Yeah, was that that season, though?
I think it was that season, yeah. Because I think he was the other safety that was across from him.
I don't know. That team was dirty, dude. And Stafford goes out and throws like a fucking... 60 QBR all year. Can't get anything going. Misfiring everywhere.
Man.
Everyone's like, he's hurt. I don't think he was that year.
I don't think he was that year. No.
He probably was. They're like, he played with a broken back.
Right.
Should have been in a wheelchair. That's what every Lions fan says. He should have been in a wheelchair. Wow, this has turned into a Lions just fucking bash session.
It has. We apologize.
No, we don't. They need this year.
Like, they need to take that.
Like, when are you going to get tired of hearing this from your fan base? You know?
Yeah.
It's every season, bro. The
every
Lions do
year.
Not get better.
But the problem is the fans just keep supporting it. And that's really what needs to be done to stop it. Like, if you stop supporting them, because every year it happens, you know, the fans will sit there, we're not going to go to games. Yeah, when it's only two games left in the season. It doesn't matter. They've made their money already.
I mean, no, the ticket sales are destroyed this year.
Yeah, they're going down. Like, as the year goes on, it's going down,
bro.
I'm noticing.
Something happened today, actually. It was kind of funny that it comes up right here. I completely forgot about it until you just said that. I got fucking cold called by the Lions earlier.
Bruh.
Some girl trying to sell me fucking, like, suite tickets.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, do you have any clients coming into town or anything? And I'm like, I mean, not anybody that I would drag to a Lions game.
Yeah, like, no. Like,
I was like, how cheap are these tickets? I mean, your starting quarterback isn't even playing. They're about to get destroyed. She's like, well, what about for the last four games? And I'm like, nobody I know wants to go to Ford Field. And I understand this. Tickets you're trying to sell me.
Yeah.
Like, they have all the amenities. Like, I've been to these games in the suites. Like, those are good. That's like, a good experience, right? Mm-hmm. Not to see the Lions this year.
No.
Like, I would rather say, let's go to Little Caesars and watch basketball game.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, let's go to a hockey game, you know?
A hockey game.
Else.
Exactly. Anything else. Not that. Not this year.
Yeah. We can go to Wayne State, catch the other, you know, the minor league team for the Pistons. G League team.
Yeah.
But the Lions, no.
Right. Well, she's like, is it okay if I call you next year? I'm like, I mean, yeah, call me after the draft.
Right.
Like, what else are you supposed to say to them?
Like,
I didn't ask her how much they were. I should have
asked.
You want them
to be good, but God.
Right.
You just don't see it happening. And it's so fucked up because did the dog just turn on the TV?
He sure did. What are you doing,
bro,
man?
What the fuck?
He probably is trying to chew the shit out of the remote.
Right. Hey.
Fucking dog doing? Literally ate our entire dinner
back
tonight.
Back it up. Okay, go. Go.
Yeah,
go.
He did turn on the TV, didn't he?
Yeah. Go. Go watch TV.
Hang on. Let me pause the show for you guys.
I literally.
All right. And we're back to your regular scheduled programming. So what are we missing here, Chris?
I don't know. We spent so much time on, you know, those Lions.
The Lions. Yeah, I thought that was a funny story, though, that literally I get cold called by this lady. She's like, do you want to buy...
Would you like to buy some... The fuck?
Oh, did he bite you?
No, he backed up on me. I was like,
oh,
wait.
Okay. You didn't know he was under
I thought he was trying to bite me. I'm like, wait. The fuck is this?
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think, like, what's big news this week as far as... I mean, Aaron Rodgers... hasn't practiced, is going to play. Do you think that affects them against Minnesota at all?
Nah, I don't think so.
I mean, he did not look good. And last week was the first week back from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Did not look good against the Seahawks, which the defense is rough over there. Mm-hmm. It was in Seattle, though, wasn't it?
No, that was in Lambeau last week.
Oh, yeah, because
yeah,
AJ Dillon, yeah, he rushed a touchdown. And did
yeah,
because,
like, I don't know. I thought that game was going to be ugly. Because I thought it was going to be snowing during the game. Because it did snow earlier in the day there.
Yeah.
But the snow was clear and it was still an ugly fucking game.
Yeah, that game was
nasty. It might have been worse than the Lions and Steelers game.
Yeah. I mean, Russell Wilson, he looked like he's been out of football for a year, man.
Yeah, like he did not look good.
Yeah. And
even Rodgers looked off.
Yeah, they both did. It was just a rough game.
Yeah.
But the Packers' defense has gotten so much better.
It has,
They've been really, really good as of late.
Yep. Ooh, good block.
What else? I mean, the Bucs, Tom Brady's been playing like shit.
Yeah. I don't understand what the fuck that was last week by Tom Brady. Like, man. Taylor Heineke was like, hey, I almost had you last. And someone was telling me, Washington got a chance because they did give them.
It's like a redemption game.
Yeah. But I was like, nah, that's some goofy shit to believe. Wasn't too goofy.
Well, dude, they literally held the ball the whole fourth quarter for one drive, it seemed like.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, wasn't that one drive?
I think it was, basically.
Where they held the ball for like 10 minutes?
Yeah, it was like a 90-yard drive or some shit.
Yeah. And, I mean, Antonio Gibson, I told you, man. I told you last week. He had himself a game.
Yep.
And he got, 24 carries? Like,
yep.
I told you, man, like, it was there was the week where he split,
mm-hmm.
then they had the bye week, And I was like, watch him come back and have a strong finish. They did it last year. It was the same same thing last year, except he missed like two or three games late down the stretch.
Yep.
But then he came back and it was like he popped off. I think the shin's getting better, and I think they're like, okay, let's let the kid, you know, do what he does.
Right.
Maybe he's just a late season guy.
You know, it could be, yeah.
Take him in the second round of your fantasy draft next year.
Right.
You heard it here first.
Stash him.
Well, that's not a stash. That's a guy you run. I don't know. I think I would take Antonio Gibson first next year, too. First round.
Fair, fair.
I took him in the first round this year.
He did, he did.
Bro, big game this week. Mm. Cowboys Chiefs.
Yeah.
Your team.
We got this one. I was shocked that we were
favorites.
You
think so?
Chiefs are favorites, too. I think like 2.5-point favorites.
Yeah, that's only because they're at home, dude. And they played actually quite well in the last game.
Yeah, last couple games they wasn't getting better.
Yeah, not against
Dallas.
I was
very shocked, though, that Sorensen got the pick. I was like, what?
That guy's fucking horrible, dude.
I was like, what? Yeah. I was like, he getting this together? Oh, it's on. The season turned around at that point.
Yeah,
he getting plays.
If Sorensen turns it around, the Chiefs are back in business.
Oh, yeah. It's like, bro, it's a wrap.
No, I think Cowboys go on the road and win this game. I don't trust the Chiefs yet, bro. I really don't.
I don't.
I mean, Edwards-Helaire, he's supposed to be back this week.
He's supposed to, yeah.
I would not put him in my fantasy.
Nah,
I would
not put him in fantasy.
I'd start anybody. I would start Tony Pollard over Edwards-Helaire if I had to, if I had them both. Where would you put Edwards-Helaire? Would you start him or Darrell Williams?
I would start neither. In all honesty, in this case,
really,
because it could go either way. It really could.
I just think he's going to be so rusty in his first game back, and I feel like he'll split. I would take Williams in this case.
Fair.
At least until, you know, Edwards-Helaire shows me something
that he actually takes over. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the only thing that the Cowboys or that the Chiefs have going for them is Amari Cooper tested positive for COVID today.
Yep, he did.
Or whatever.
I mean, they got Gallup happened. Back though. But yeah. Still.
Gallup looked like shit last week.
He did, yeah.
Like he dropped everything. Do you think Carolina goes absolute ham on Washington? And it's because Cam Newton probably should have been a
I low-key think
Washington
it's
going
to happen.
Yeah.
Even though Ron Rivera's like, oh, I had some plays already stashed just in case I ever had to play against Cam. I think Carolina might be riding this Cam wave to a fucking like second or third gear.
Maybe. I mean, they're a 500 football team right now.
Yeah.
They looked real good initially.
They really did, yeah.
And Washington's so bad. They lost Chase Young. I mean... They are coming off a win against
the same patch of grass at FedEx where Alex Smith got hurt, Fitz got hurt, and Chase Young all is within like 20 yards. Creepy as fuck.
I mean, don't they?
And then
reside the field like every like year at
it's
least.
Just weird as fuck that like within the same. And then I think. Because I think Smith's injury was the same area where Theismann's was, too.
What?
Yeah, like, it's weird as fuck when you see that type of
coincidence. They need to just fucking pull
it's
that.
It's like, bro, maybe you just need to tear down that stadium
and
build something else.
Yeah, just take a wrecking ball to the side of it.
Yeah, like, because that's very odd that, because you know you have to basically redo, like, your fucking field every year at that point.
Yeah.
If you've got guys getting hurt like that. Like, you can't just leave it be.
Yeah, that's weird. What you do is you just knock the field out, put it in the parking lot, and then make the field the parking lot.
There you go.
They did that with my middle school. Like, we literally had two buildings.
Bruh.
And then when you were, like, there was, like, over, like, Christmas break or whatever, they just demolished the other building.
Bruh.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Anyways, though, I think Gibson shreds the Panthers this week.
That's fair.
How are you feeling about, let's say, DJ Moore rest of season with Cam Newton?
I don't know yet. I want to see, like, him with a start with Cam first to really gauge it. Because, I mean, they've had chemistry prior.
Yeah.
But, you know, things can change. So... I want to see if they can gel first.
I think it hurts DJ Moore. At least from the point of like where he was at earlier this year.
Yeah, I think earlier this year he was killing.
Oh yeah, he looked like he was gonna be a top five guy.
Yeah,
and then had the fall off, but I think most of that was on Darnold, man.
It was Darnold. Yeah, Darnold just dog shit, bad. Dude.
Darnold looked like Goff,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Terrible. Really thought it was Gase. He was just trash.
Yeah. I mean, Gase is absolutely horrible, though, too.
He was.
We can't give him anything back. Like, that guy is just the worst.
Fucking good luck, Chuck, for your football team, unless you're the Lions.
So what's some fun stats you got? You usually come in with the, Adam Gase was Peyton Manning's this and that and everything else. Come on. Yeah, I know you got some shit up your sleeve. What do you got?
Not at the moment. Shit, I was put on the spot.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. That's cool. We'll just keep talking through it, and I'm sure it'll pop up.
Some will pop up eventually.
I mean, you did give us one with the patch of grass.
Yeah, that was.
Was that the one for the week?
Yeah, that might be it. Okay. That might be it.
All right.
Fair enough. Frank Jackson with this haircut and this mustache looks so fucking weird to me every time I see him in the Pistons game.
For some reason, I thought you were going to bring up like an old like Frank Thomas or...
Bruh.
Just so many things. Bo Jackson, all this shit. I was like, dude, Chris is going to the vault, dude, for his stats.
Hey. What's up?
Yeah.
Fucking dog was just like, hey, what's up?
Right.
I'm chilling.
So, what were you saying, Frank Jackson? What?
Nah, like him with this fucking haircut.
Oh, are you talking about the mustache. Pistons, Frank Jackson? Yeah.
Like, dude, it looks so creepy to me.
And I didn't recognize him at all.
I didn't at all either. I was like, who the fuck is this other Jackson? We got three Jacksons. Right. Then I looked, I'm like, Frank? The fuck?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Like, did you cut your hair? Why'd you cut your hair for one?
Right.
No.
That's hilarious.
Nah. I think Killian might have to miss a little bit of time with this thumb injury, bro.
Yeah.
He keeps aggravating it. Like, I get trying to play through it.
You talking about the one that happened like 2 nights ago, right?
Well, I think it happened last weekend. And then two nights ago, he re-aggravated it. And then they just showed him on the bench, and he's like in pain trying to stretch it and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, it might be time to shut him down for a week or so, mm-hmm. let it heal a little bit. Because that.
Nah, it's I mean, not they also nice. Don't want him to be the guy that's always hurt.
Right. And I don't blame you there, but. It might be better to give him a little bit of time to, you know, heal it up.
Yeah. Maybe a game or two probably wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, you know, realistically. Because it's got to affect his jump shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got 12 and a half minutes.
All right.
So let's gun through the games here.
All right.
We already sort of did Indy Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
I would take Indy with the spread, I think. But Buffalo's going to win this game.
Oh, yeah. Buffalo's easily winning it. Unless Buffalo comes out and goes full dumbass, which they can do.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But I don't think it's happening this week.
7 points is a lot to cover, though.
Yeah.
In the NFL, especially.
It is.
Especially with a team that's only one game less than you.
Yeah.
And Indy, they either look competent or it's like you get ran over.
Yeah.
I mean, Buffalo, they are in, like... Let's get back right mode. Everybody, we're supposed to be the Super Bowl favorite this year. Mm-hmm. They could get back to that.
Yeah.
But if I'm throwing money on it, I think I'm taking Indy with the points.
That's fair. I can agree there.
I'm with you. I think Cam actually goes fucking nuts on the
Redskins.
Yeah,
I really feel like he's going to go and just beat the dog shit out of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sweat Sauce is still out too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, bro, like, Washington's hurting.
Yeah, that defense is rough.
Yeah.
McCaffrey's probably going to kind of get back to form this week. Is a couple in, you know, a couple of weeks in.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't he get hurt last week?
Did he?
He did. That's why Chuba Hubbard finished the game.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot about that until literally just now.
Man, got paid and just turned to Mr. Glass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's been that way. Yeah. Like, that's what happens when you give a guy of that size 30-plus touches a game.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what his status is. I'd imagine he's playing this week, though.
I think so.
Let's see. He's absent from the injury report.
Oh, so
that was
he's
2 days ago. Yeah,
he's playing.
He's good. Okay, he's going to go crazy. Robbie Anderson might be a sneaky person to throw on the bench just to see. He's probably sitting on your waiver wire, you know?
More than likely because Darnold just killed his stock.
Yeah. I mean, Cam went to him immediately.
Yeah.
He threw him the touchdown as soon as he got in the game.
Yep.
You know? Baltimore, Chicago. It's in Chicago.
Baltimore. Like, I got a weird feeling that that Chicago could pull off the upset. But, I mean, all season I've been saying it's hard to bet against Lamar.
Yeah. I mean, I think with Montgomery playing at the level he is, he's back, he's healthy, he's playing great. The only thing is Khalil Mack's done for the year now.
Yep.
They have no Allen Robinson this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a depleted Chicago team.
Yeah.
I think I'm with you. I'm going to go to Baltimore this game on the road.
Yeah.
I wonder what the point spread is. Here, let's actually keep that up.
Okay.
Where's the old mobile telecommunications cellular device?
Let's pull that up right quick, yeah.
What should we do? DraftKings?
Yeah.
Okay. We need to get sponsored by one of these fuckers. One of these.
Bro,
things.
They need to just throw us a little bit of money.
All right, so, the Ravens are -6.5 on the road.
Ooh.
I don't even think I would take Chicago with the points there.
No.
At home. That's
like, I have this weird feeling that they may pull off an upset special, but it's just very difficult to bet against Lamar, bro. Especially
with and Baltimore looked real rough. Like, the only thing is, dude, if people start taking what Miami did, I mean, they blitzed like secondary players.
Yeah.
They blitzed corners and safeties on him like 20 plus times that game.
Yep.
If people start following, if that's the rubric to shutting them down, you know, to where it's like, I'm trying to read the secondary. Oh, they're fucking in my face.
Yeah.
You know, like that could be a problem. But yeah, I mean, where we stand, cause didn't Baltimore just come off the bye?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking
Well, no, technically it wasn't a bye. It was like that semi-bye that you get from playing a Thursday night game.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. That's why.
Like,
okay, that's
extended,
right.
Because it's extended, yeah.
Yep. Detroit-Cleveland. If anybody puts money on Detroit, you need to call, like, the gambling hotline.
Like, the only reason I would see is them on the points, just because when it's more than 3 points, that's usually when they somehow cover.
It's plus 12 right now.
I feel like I'll take those points then.
Oh, Chris. Yeah, you need to call the game.
No,
hotline.
No, think about it, though. They've only had 2 games where they didn't cover. They even covered last week.
I mean, even though we bashed them for like 30 minutes, they had Goff.
Yeah.
That we haven't seen it with Tim Boyle.
I know, but like, even then, Goff is incompetent. They could have won last week with anybody other than Goff under center.
I don't know. We'll see.
Like, I'm not saying they're going to win, but they're one of those teams where because remember, for a second, fucking FanDuel was like, yo, we only giving them 3 points.
Yeah.
Because they got scared of them covering like
that.
So that's why I'm like, that. I feel like they could cover. It's not too far-fetched to say it.
But what about the Bengals game?
Yeah, that one, they just fucking shit the bed.
Who was the following
it was the
week?
The two games where they completely shit the bed was the Bengals game and the Packers game.
The Packers. No. The second game. Who'd they play after the Bengals?
Was it Chicago?
No.
Oh, Philly?
Philly,
yeah,
that's
Philly,
the game.
Yeah.
But so they played the Rams after that.
Yeah.
Which they were like, fuck it, we're stealing
right.
possessions. You know, like we're gonna do plays so unconventional because we have no chance to win this game that we might just fucking pull some shit, right? But yeah, the Philly game is the one that I'm thinking of. Just got absolutely annihilated. I think this is.
But it's like, okay, 3 games where they completely shit the bed, but other than that, they've really covered.
I think this is one of the games where they get absolutely destroyed.
Hopefully so, but you know.
Yeah, Cleveland's coming off a real bad loss at home. Like,
that's another thing too, though. You don't know what Cleveland you're gonna get,
right? But didn't Cleveland beat Cincinnati the week before?
I think so. Yeah, they did.
Yeah. I don't know.
See,
I think
so they're so up and down.
Yeah, I think this is a bounce back game for them. San Fran at Jacksonville.
Oh shit! Wait, is that an and-1?
Chris, lock it in. We got 6 minutes.
All right, my bad. We got a close game here.
Wait, how close is it?
Like 5 points.
Oh fuck these NFL games. No, just kidding. No, so San Fran at Jacksonville.
San Fran easily.
I think it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Like, San Fran
and
rolls.
Isn't it like 7.5 point spread?
Oh, I forgot. I said I was going to keep it up,
one?
But I'm not. I got to find it. Yeah, San Fran's -7 on the road.
Yeah, I'll take them to cover that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though it's weird, because Jacksonville did fuck up Indy covering last week out of nowhere, But I feel like San Fran's just going to roll all over them.
Yeah, they are. Garoppolo's actually playing good football.
Yeah.
Riding the high from last week. No, what you call it, Elijah Mitchell. He's out with a broken finger.
Yeah.
Jeff Wilson, I think he's going to be doing just fine carrying the load. Deebo Samuel is playing out of his mind. Yeah, Jacksonville's not stopping that right now.
Yeah, they're not.
San Francisco's rolling. Green Bay, Minnesota. We already talked about this. Do you think Green Bay is going to cover the 1 point? Do you think they're going to go in and beat Minnesota in Minnesota? It's a tough place to play.
I think they can do it. Because it's just Kirk Cousins has actually been playing pretty great all year.
Yeah.
Which means he's a long overdue for a stupid-ass Kirk Cousins game.
Right.
Very long. Because I think he's like top five in like yard. Well, yeah, his actually, I think he has like the best touchdown to interception ratio. Actually, I think he's got like 20-2.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I'm like, he's long overdue for a Kirk Cousins classic 3-4 pick game.
Yeah, let me go ahead and just chuck up five bad ones.
Yeah,
Green Bay is the defense to do it to him too. I'm with you.
Like, is the way they've been actually catching guys the last few weeks.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm with you. Packers all day. AJ Dillon is gonna probably go fucking absolutely berserker this game.
Ape shit.
Yep. Nah, I'm with you. I like that. I like that call. Packers cover easy.
Yeah.
Miami at New York against Flacco.
I don't want to touch that game at all.
I feel like Miami's going to fucking destroy them.
I want to say that, but Miami's been looking so weird. Like, 1 second they look good, and then the next they look like they could be the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
I don't know what Miami we going to get. So,
I mean, when Tua plays and he's healthy, they're good. Then there was like that Houston game like two weeks ago or something. And I don't even think like Tua played.
Yeah, I think it was Brissett.
Yeah, it was Brissett. Yeah, because they pulled Brissett out of the Baltimore game for Tua. And he came in, misfired a few, but then it's like, okay.
They got it together.
Yeah. I mean, it was literally like wide open throws, like guys running by themselves. But
yeah.
That's one of the reasons why you feel like Chicago's got a chance this week.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I take Miami to just absolutely mud stomp them. You don't?
As much as I want to. Because isn't that in New York?
It is in New York. And Miami's only -3.5 on the road.
The Jets at New York is weird. I don't want to take the risk of them fucking up a parlay for me like they usually do when I try to take them.
Yeah, they are the king of that this year.
Yeah.
Them and the Chiefs, those are the two kings so far of just destroying a parlay.
Yep, yeah.
And the Bucks the last 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Saints, Eagles.
I don't know. I mean, if you, I want to say Philly.
I'm kind of thinking that too, bro.
But I have this weird feeling like the Saints will find a way to kind of keep it close.
Without Kamara, without
it happened
anything,
last week.
Anything to throw to.
It happened last week. They were clawing back with Tennessee towards the end.
Yeah, you're right.
So if it wasn't for that last week and seeing that happen, I would totally be like, they have no chance.
And I mean, the only reason Tennessee won that game is because there was like a penalty.
Yeah.
That was a bullshit call. And then they happened to score right before the half and get the ball back at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, New Orleans technically wins that game.
Yeah. So it's like, it's possible. Plus, Philly comes out and will shit the bed completely on some weeks. And if that happens, yeah.
If that happens, Jalen Hurts is going to put up 30 in fantasy.
Yep.
It happens every time. I'm taking Philly personally. What's the spread on that? Philly's -2.5. I don't know. I think I'm kind of with Vegas on this one. I think Philly wins by a field goal.
That's fair.
I'll take Philly with the points. Tennessee, Houston.
Tennessee about to dog walk down.
Spreads -10 at home for Tennessee.
If somehow Houston pulls that one off, I will be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, Tyrod's supposed to play, I believe.
Yeah.
Did he play last week?
Did he?
Or they were on a bye last week. He did play the week before
the
that
week
against.
Before, yeah. Because he did come back.
I mean, they almost beat Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tennessee by a lot. Cincinnati, Vegas. Two of the weirdest teams in football right now.
Fuck.
What?
They missed a three. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Chris, you got to talk to us.
Frank,
we don't
Frank,
know.
Frank. Oh, motherfuck. Shit.
We're just getting reactions. You got to talk us through what's happening.
Fuck.
I can't see it.
Damn.
Run
so
down,
Grant,
please.
Grant had a chance for a three.
Okay.
Missed it. They get the board back. Fucking Frank Jackson goes at the top of the key, tries to shoot it. It rolls around the rim and then spins out.
Okay.
And then Bay tries gets the board, tries to take it to the corner to jack up a three, and it wasn't enough time. Fuck.
Yeah, but what's the context? Are they down three or are they down two?
They were literally down three, but that was the end of the game.
Okay.
Like, just...
Okay, here's the play. So, Pistons are on their own end. Yeah, Grant chucks up a three.
Kicks it back.
They're volleying it around. Pistons get the offensive board. Another try from three. Yeah,
like,
it rolls in and out.
Dude!
Wow. Yep. Rough.
Fucking brutal.
So, circling back here, Cincy at Vegas. Like, it's two of the most weird teams to, like, even try and
it
call
is.
Right
like,
now.
I want to say Cincy, but I think they peaked too early.
Yeah.
I really think they peaked too early in the season.
And, I mean, like, the both of these teams, it's like they started off good, now they're not.
Yep.
They're both 5-4. They both, like, played like shit recently. Who did Vegas play? They just played, like, a primetime game. Was it the Chiefs?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Because
yeah,
they got dog walked by the
yeah,
Chiefs.
Yeah, and they just, yeah, they got outplayed bad.
Yep. Beat the shit out of them.
I mean, it was close in the fourth, but it was a low-scoring game, and then the Chiefs just
yep.
ran it up on them.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, this one's too close. I think this is one of those weird games that, like, finishes, like, 20-17.
That's highly possible, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I really want to say Cincy has this one in the bag. Like, but I think they've come down from peaking. I think Vegas is down from the emotional high of, you know, the changeover and shit and everything. I don't know who's got it more in them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm taking, because didn't they lose to the Jets?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they lost last week.
Yeah.
To Cleveland.
So, I mean, if there was ever a time to bounce back, now is it.
Yeah. I think I'll take Cincinnati in this one.
Fair.
With the points. What did I say? It was -2.5 on the road. Yeah, I'll take
that.
That
makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, it's -1.5. Yeah, give me Cincy in that one. Dallas Chiefs, we talked about this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you like?
I'm going KC.
As a homer or as like a...
I really feel like KC's starting to hit the stride.
Okay.
It's happening.
I feel like this is their toughest test. I feel like... Go ahead.
Everyone's going to be like, oh, better watch out for Trayvon Diggs. Shit. Trayvon Diggs may get a pick off of Mahomes. But Tyreek is going to fucking shred him to pieces in between that.
I don't think Dallas is going to allow Tyreek to do what Vegas just did. I think they're going to try and take him away. I think they're going to make him play that, you know, that two-man over or whatever. And have just make him beat him short. They're going to force Mahomes to play patient.
Yeah, fair.
And I think Dak's going to absolutely open up against this defense. Give me the Cowboys. What's the spread on that game, actually?
I think it was 2.5, KC.
KC's favorite at 2.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me the Cowboys in that. Honestly, I don't even want the points, but I'll take the points. Yep, it's 2.5.
Yeah.
Give me the Cowboys straight up. Cardinals, Seahawks. This is going to be...
I think Kyler's still a game-time decision, but he's trending in the right direction.
Yeah.
If he plays, Cardinals. If not, maybe Seattle, but I don't know.
Well, Hopkins is out.
Yeah, again.
I feel like this game's going to be a lot rougher. I don't think it's going to be Green Bay-Seattle bad.
Yeah.
But with Kyler missing time and then trying to come back, yeah. I don't see him playing that well. Yeah, I think this is a low-scoring game.
Yeah.
Unless,
like, you'd expect a high-scoring game because, you know, Seattle's defense is terrible.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
I mean, dude, James Conner, though, man, like, this guy has absolutely taken off.
Yeah.
Like, as far as a fantasy player. I mean, Chase Edmonds is out now. But I mean, James Conner's.
Hey.
Hang on, pausing the show. Oh, you got
it.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
So, James Conner's a top five fantasy player right now.
Yeah, he well, is
fantasy running back.
Stop he is
number.
On the
he's number five in our in our scoring, which in, also includes first downs. Yeah, I mean, James Conner's absolutely taken off. I think Christian Kirk is a good like start this week.
Fair.
Yep. As far as who I'd take, I think I'd take Arizona on the road. Get down.
Dude, stop chewing on
it. Fucking
me.
Dog's telling us the show's over.
Right.
We got two more games to get through, boys.
Right. Calm down.
Steelers, Chargers.
Chargers easily. What and they're on the road, Pittsburgh is?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chargers.
What about the Chargers?
They're winning.
And?
Easily. And isn't it like 5.5 points, I think?
Chris, you're missing what I'm giving
oh,
you a
yeah.
letter.
Goal. Dude, Cannoli, what the fuck? Goal, Chargers, goal.
Yeah, Cannoli, you go.
Go Cannoli, go.
Go Cannoli, go. Chargers are minus 5.5 at home.
Yeah, I'm taking that.
I take them by a touchdown.
Yeah, easily.
It should. I feel like it should be 7.
It should have, yeah.
Dude,
speaking of that game, earlier this week, fucking, like, they shared the pick of it, like, hyping it up, and it was Justin Herbert on one side and, like, Cam Hayward from the Steelers on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And Warren Sapp's looking like, who's the guy for the Steelers? And it's like, bro, is it your job to like know the sport that you played and know players that played your fucking position
and who are like big names at your position?
Hello.
Right. No, he's out smoking cigars, drinking fucking booze.
Bro, it's like, you know how stupid you look saying yeah. this shit? Like, and it is literally pro football focus literally like retweeted Warren Sapp's tweet like, oh, he's only, you know, the top ranked defensive tackle
yeah.
right now. But, you know, it's no big deal.
Right.
Like, yeah, so you're really getting your ass handed to you at this point.
Dude, the worst one that I ever saw of something similar to that was Stephen A. Smith. It was the season after L.A. Chargers moved to L.A. And he calls them the San Diego Chargers, but but that's not even the bad part.
Right.
Like, that's understandable.
Because this is understandable. I still do it sometimes.
He called, he said something about, oh, when they show up with Mike Williams and Hunter Henry.
Oh, yeah.
And who was the quarterback that, oh, Philip Rivers. Like, he was out for, like, the fourth week straight.
Yep.
They had, Hunter Henry played in, like, two games that season, all, like, early, and was out for the rest of the year.
Yep.
And he's talking about these guys like they're still playing. It's like week 14.
Yeah, because Mike Williams is definitely out.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, you haven't watched a game.
Mm-mm.
And, oh, and Melvin Gordon. There's another one. And he's like, yeah, they got Melvin Gordon. They got Hunter Henry.
Yep.
Chargers, San Diego Chargers have way too many pieces for anybody. And it's like, dude, you literally haven't watched a game.
Like, this is your job.
Right. Don't like, cover, don't talk about the NFL if you don't watch the NFL. That's the thing that always bothers me. Like, I can't watch First Take or any of those shows.
Man. I can't. Like, I'm sorry. I don't even try anymore.
Right. I do like the morning show with Greeny.
Yeah. That, Get Up is actually solid.
I've been turning that on in the morning.
Like, that's the one that I'll tolerate.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, I don't even watch SportsCenter anymore.
Right.
It's just, nah.
That's a bunch
no-go.
Of bullshit.
Yeah. It's not worth it.
Yeah. All right. Last game, -10.5, Tampa. I'm laying it up again. What about Daniel Jones on the road in primetime? Come on.
Man, he's undefeated. Well, he's defeated.
Yeah, he's literally just defeated.
Yeah.
Like, he's undefeated at being defeated.
Primetime, just 0-7. This is about to be 0-8, man. He's really Owen. Owen Wheels.
Yeah, he's Owen. Yep. Owen
Dimes. Because he's about to be Owen even more.
Yeah. It's going to be a rough go
like,
for
Like, bro,
him.
You got to go against Brady, and Brady had it. Laid a shit game last week.
And the
he
week before.
Pissed. He's pissed.
Yeah. I mean, they've lost two straight.
Yeah, they have. They're sliding.
I mean, it was the New Orleans game. That was prime time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck, Daniel Jones. Owen Wheels, Owen Dimes, whatever you want to call him.
If somehow Daniel Jones pulls this shit off, I'm going to be like, well, maybe Brady's allergic to, you know, Giants quarterbacks.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, you know, it could be that. It could be something against them NFC East quarterbacks that really just gets them.
If the Bucs lose this game, are you worried?
Nah.
I still won't be either. Like, I still feel like they'll get it together, probably come away, probably won't win home field
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't see the Cowboys and the Packers, like, really falling off that hard. I feel like the Rams get their shit together after the bye.
They should.
How do you feel about Odell in his first start?
Like,
I mean, obviously it was rough. Right?
Yeah, like, it was rough, you know, but it'll get better.
I feel like going forward with Robert Woods, I guess talking what we know, mm-hmm. fantasy, I think you, like, don't let go of Odell.
No.
Don't trade him. Don't mm-hmm. toss him in as, a like, a flyer on a deal.
Yeah.
You know, I think you probably got, what, 2 days to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Hold him.
Yeah.
He could produce, you know, at the very least, get you like 14 points a game. But I think with the upside with Stafford, you saw Stafford gun it to him first, like first long ball of the game, threw a pick, whatever. It's the same as a punt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think Odell's the type of player that he'll get it together with Stafford.
They'll be fine. Yeah, they'll get on the same page eventually.
Yep. Anything else?
I mean, I did flip Odell, but you know,
you traded him when?
Yeah, the one I was telling you about with my brother.
That was a while ago, though.
That was last week. Yeah.
Wait, you traded him after the trade?
Yeah. Like, after he signed with...
What'd you get in return?
The Rams. Tyreek.
So I was like, you had Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, I got Tyreek for... it was Odell. I threw in Hawk and Gibson for Tyreek.
He got a bag off you.
Yeah.
I mean, you did give up probably the number two wide receiver in fantasy, though.
Yeah. And I kind of needed a receiver, and I already had Waller and Pitts. My running backs were Kamara, Mixon, Patterson.
That team doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, but people keep cutting people, and nobody fucking pays attention. Oh, so I just come leagues. In and just, all right, well, okay. If you don't want this, I'll take it.
Yeah, Chris is like, just watch how it's done.
Yeah, I only made that trade because it was like, bro, like my wide receiver one was Adam
this
Thielen.
This is a family league, right? Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Like my wide receiver one was Adam Thielen, and it was like.
Well, I thought you had Cup in that league.
Nope, that's the other league. I got Cup, yeah.
Because you also have Thielen in that one, right?
Yeah, the one that I was kind of managing.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like it's just because in the league I do got Cup. I've got Cup and Scary Terry as my receivers.
Baller.
Yeah, but with Cup out this week, I'm really debating because I'm like my options really currently are Ayuk, Crowder, or Gallup. Possibly. Yeah.
The safest play is Gallup.
That's what I feel like.
The best play. Who was the first one?
Ayuk.
The best play is
I got Tony.
I'm starting Tony in place of Amari Cooper.
I'm going to go ahead and do Tony, yeah. Yep. And actually, for my flex here, I'm going to do Jeff Wilson.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm starting Wilson. I feel like Wilson goes absolutely
like Wilson's not going to be my outright running back just because, you know, Zeke and Swift that I've got there. I'm really, you know, I was debating though because I've got Herbert in this league.
Yeah.
And I picked up Cam. I was like, do I want to run Cam this week?
That is that's a solid point.
Like,
I don't know, man. I might go Cam.
I'm thinking the same thing too. Like, even though Justin Herbert, you know, the last couple weeks, he has come down to earth.
Yeah.
From the level that he was playing because he was fucking lights out.
Yeah.
Like, last week was a stinker against Minnesota. Okay, not the last 2 weeks per se because the Philly game, he did go 350 and two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also had the rushing touchdown. But, like,
the New England game. He's not consistent,
though. I mean, prior to, yeah, he was. But, like, the New England and the Baltimore games, he was off.
Well, look at his first couple starts. Like, open it up. You got that new guy. Who's a Lombardi, man? That's why I don't trust Herbert this year.
Yeah.
Like, granted, he's still a top 10 guy.
Yeah.
But
we saw Lombardi hold back Stafford.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Right.
Yeah, I think I might just go Cam in this case. Like,
seems crazy, but Pittsburgh still does have a good defense, bro.
They do, yeah.
You know? And I don't know if TJ Watt's playing or not.
Yeah, that's another one, too. Another huge factor.
Yeah, I think I would eye that. If TJ Watt plays, I think you go Cam.
Yeah.
And I think if he doesn't, it gives you a better, you know, like, okay, I feel a little bit better about
Herbert
does go off in prime time.
He does, yeah.
Yep. All right, well, that's the show. We did go over about 15 minutes. And no biggie, though. Yeah, that's our show. Follow Chris on, what are you on nowadays, Chris?
The Twitches and the Instagrams and stuff.
Yeah, but what else are you on? You got a bunch of apps you're always on.
Xbox.
Yeah, follow him on Xbox.
Yeah.
And I think he also communicates on the Starbucks app.
Boom. Give me my caramel apple spices.
Did you see they got the like red cups already?
Oh, yeah. They came back finally. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, that's it. That's our show.
Peace. Peace.